We're joined now by the two seniors for the Pendleton Christian softball team, Faith Kagmarinski and Addison Banstra, following a 3-1 win over Cardinal. Girls, that was a little bit more stressful than I think we were thinking it would be coming back to play today. Faith, I'll start with you. I mean, just overall, going into that seventh inning, what's the mindset coming out of the dugout trying to hold on to that 2-run lead?
Yeah, we were just telling each other just 3 up, 3 down. We had confidence that we could do it. I mean, it was the bottom of their lineup, so we were feeling pretty confident, and I think we knew that we could do it. We've been really good defensively, and we've worked really hard.
Addison, similar question there. I mean, as a senior, you've been through lots of great times. You've been through a lot of tough times. That time right there, obviously, it's really fun looking back on it now, but going into that frame, what's just kind of your mentality going out there, making sure that you guys hang on to that lead?
Yeah, I mean, we worked out of a stressful situation the inning before, so and we've practiced those types of plays, and they only make us better, those pressure situations. So, yeah, we grew a lot through the game. Chloe Snyder said something to Laurel that I think was really encouraging. She said, like, let the defense do the work. Like, the pressure's not all on the pitcher. We all work really well together, and we do it as a team.
Well, just kind of looking at this postseason run, you guys have done that as a team. I mean, just looking throughout the lineup, I mean, we could probably go through and highlight 7 or 8 plays, it feels like, of each player throughout this game, too, Faith. And we've seen that turnaround this year for this team, right, from last mm-hmm. year where it was a lot of downs, unfortunately, right, as you guys were trying to build that wall and build back up to where you guys wanted to be. And this year we're seeing that complete group effort that is taking you guys where you want to go.
Yeah, definitely. I felt like last year we tried to do it a little bit too much by ourselves. We felt like at least I did, like when I was up to bat, I was the one that had to get it started. I had to do all this stuff, which this year I have so much confidence in my teammates, and I know that, you know, the person right behind me is going to pick me up, whether that's batting or in the field.
Addison, similar thing. I mean, as a senior too, I mean, you've seen this team go through a state tournament run a couple years ago, and last year was, you know, a down year for this program as they continued to build back to where you guys are starting to go right now, and, you know, pulling within a game of that state tournament berth. And just looking at how this team has developed, what's kind of a thing that stood out to you, especially throughout this game, and just the way that this team has matured and grown throughout this season, especially going into, you know, this game on Monday night even?
Yeah, it's been a little rough just because throughout me and Faith's 5 years, we've had 3 different coaches, and I just think we're to the point where the whole team is building a lot of trust. We have a really similar team to how we did last year, and we all know each other. We play with a lot of joy, and we trust each other.
Well, and as the two seniors for this team, too, I mean, just looking at it, and you look through this lineup, and you see how much youth there is and how much returning experience it is. I mean, this is, you know, great softball for these girls to be playing right now, but especially the high-leverage softball right now. And I know you guys have had chances throughout your 5 years prior to this to be able to experience this, but how big is this just for Eagle softball to, you know, after 2 pretty easy wins? I don't want to say easy because I know that was – they were more difficult than they looked, but when you look at the scoreboard, they were easy wins against Wilton and New London. How important was this going into a game Monday night to kind of have that test under your belt, whether you play Louisa Muscatine or at Eva Blakesburg Fremont?
It was huge. I mean, like Addison said earlier, these games are only going to make us better. Those situations where, you know, we have bases loaded, where we have that bunt, you know, all those different things, that's only makes us better. And so I think that just further just makes our confidence greater. And I think it just shows that all the work that we're doing in, like, I mean, we practice those every single day. So just knowing that we can do that and whatever Louisa Muscatine or Eddieville throws at us, we can handle.
Absolutely. Addison, similar question, too. I mean, just how big is a game like this, you know, to kind of get yourself prepared after 2 games that the scoreboard came a lot easier than here against Cardinal?
Yeah, I'm just super proud of our team, and I love seeing all the fans that come out. It really just shows so much support. And the more positive people talk about PC softball, is more chance, like, little girls are going to want to play for Pella Christian in the future. And just thinking about the whole future of the program and not just this season is something that has been encouraging to our team.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Faith Kekmarinski and Addison Banstra here, the Pella Christian softball team, after they advanced out of the semifinals with a 3-1 win over Cardinal to the regional championship game. Faith, we got to talk about the play of the game, though, right? They're in the seventh inning. I mean, the defense was phenomenal all night long. It's highlighted by that play in the seventh inning. Ground ball hit to Maddie Van Zee. Barehand throw across the diamond to Bryn Rosenboom. quick fire back to you. You had the heads up thingy to get down in the stance and block the ball to make sure it didn't get by you, and then run the girl all the way back to third base to allow Chloe to tag her. As you're running her back to third base there, what's kind of your mindset on that throw, making sure that you give Chloe plenty of time to get that tag before she could dive back into the bag, but also, you know, not running her too far or not allowing her to get back to home?
Yeah, there was a lot to think about. I honestly was running, and I kept being like, should I throw it? Should I throw it? And sometimes our infielders yell, like, now, so we know when to throw it. But Chloe didn't do that. And so I thought I was going to tag her, but then she's, like, almost a third of the way, and I was like, I can't get her. So I threw it. It was the worst throw probably ever. It had no spin. I was like, this might be going over her head. I had no clue where it was going. And then once I threw it, I just, like, went behind her, and I was like, go, Chloe, like, go get her. So it was more stressful than it probably looked, but it was – there was a lot going through my head, so.
Well, I got to say the most impressive part of that is the fact that you got as close to tagging her as you did, considering the fact that you did start by having to go to the knees to try to block that softball, mm-hmm. then get up and try to run her down. That was pretty impressive, too. So, I'm sure that took a lot of practice to be able to do something like that, to be able to make that quick reaction.
Yeah, I don't really know. I it wasn't going through my head like I have to block this. It just felt natural. We've practiced those things before. And, you know, I think I do get a little bit of speed from my parents. I know Rachel has, like, most of it, but I think I have a little bit. And also that girl, I think, was kind of confused about what to do. So that helped play into, like, just knowing what we were going to do because we had practiced that, I'm assuming, more than they had.
I'm going to guess so as well. And, Addison, I'll give you the final word on this. I mean, just overall, what are your thoughts about where this team is heading going into Monday night and the potential they have to go play against either Loaiza Muscatine, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont? I know that one of the big keys this year for you guys has never been the opponents. It's just play at each pitch.
Yeah, we just have to trust our training. We worked so hard, not only this season, but preseason and everything. And, yeah, we just got to go in the same mindset we have the past couple games, keep our season alive. Faith gets to play at Northwestern next year, but for me it's win or I'll never play softball again. So that's also something that motivates me, just the fact that I'll never get these moments back, so we go all out for everyone.
Amen to that. It's a fun time, and looking forward to seeing how you guys do. Looking forward to hopefully getting to see you guys in a couple weeks playing at Harlan Rogers. I know I'm unfortunately on vacation, but appreciate the time. And we will look forward to hopefully seeing you in Fort Dodge in a couple weeks, and appreciate your time again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Faith Kegmarinski and Addison Banstra of the Pendler Christian softball team following a 3-1 win over Cardinal in the regional semis.